In this extended online interview for Background Briefing, Peter Eckersley from the Electronic Frontier Foundation is discussing what's known as a man-in-the-middle attack. Essentially, a listening device is inserted in your computer that can record everything you do, including what you thought was secure, encrypted communications. Here now is Peter Eckersley.
As everyone is aware, most websites have an address that starts with HTTP. And basically, if you're looking at a web page that starts with that little HTTP, that means that it's vulnerable to censorship and surveillance, basically to an arbitrary degree. Any government or hacker who wanted to come along and see what you were looking at, grab your password, prevent you from seeing a particular website, would have a very easy time of it for an HTTP website. And so there's this alternative, more secure, encrypted protocol called HTTPS that exists, and you'll see that hopefully when you go and log into a bank website or an email account. Hopefully you'll see the S and a nice colored address bar at the top of your browser saying, this is a secure website. The fact that those things are there, it's not an absolute guarantee that you're safe from surveillance and censorship, but at least gives you a solid chance. And the problem with these HTTPS websites is that sometimes they can be subject to these things called man-in-the-middle attacks, which is what we observed to have been happening in Syria last week. Fortunately, in this instance, there was a warning. Your browser was able to detect that the man in the middle, this machine that was listening to your encrypted communications, wasn't actually the real Facebook. You'd get a little warning that would pop up and say, this is not the right certificate for Facebook.com. And a person trying to get to Facebook in Syria would have two choices at that point. If they clicked OK, yes, I can make the warning go away, then they would be handing over their password to the Syrian government and having their account perhaps hijacked or everything they were doing with Facebook monitored by the government. If they clicked no, cancel, OK, then they merely wouldn't be able to get to Facebook, but they wouldn't have had all the information in their Facebook account rendered accessible to that government, and then perhaps if they were particularly clever or sophisticated, they could go back and look for some other tool like a proxy or Tor, perhaps, which is a program that you can use for these purposes, to try and get another to Facebook a different way, so that to get around the man in the middle that was attacking the connection.
Is what the Syrian government were trying to do similar to what other governments earlier this year? I think the Tunisians government tried it. Also, I think in some other governments have been trying to set up a kind of entrap people by setting up a kind of a fake Facebook page. That's basically
exactly.
Yeah.
So exactly. That's kind of impersonate the real Facebook. In Syria, they're trying to be a little bit more ambitious. They're actually launching the attack against the encrypted connection, but they don't have the right certificate to make it work flawlessly, which is very lucky for people who are in Syria right now. But it also turns us to another question, which is there are a lot of organizations around the world that are called certificate authorities that are able to issue HTTPS certificates. And so those organizations could perform this kind of attack flawlessly. The users would never know that they were being wiretapped, they were having their passwords stolen, etc. And unfortunately, the list of these certificate authorities includes companies in the United Arab Emirates and in Tunisia and in a whole lot of other countries that could be cause for concern for internet users in various parts of the world. So we've also got an ongoing project called the SSL Observatory where we're trying to study who has the power to write a certificate for the HTTPS version of Facebook or the HTTPS version of Gmail, and make sure we can keep those organizations accountable.
So just explain, who are the certificate authorities? Why is the certificate so important, and what gives someone the right to write these certificates, which can actually help you get access to information?
Cryptography is this magical mathematical science, and it provides a way for a program on my computer or your computer, wherever you are, to connect to some other machine, say a server that runs the Gmail website or your friend's computer around the other side of the world, and send information backwards and forwards that no one in between can read or modify. But cryptography only works if you know that you're sending your messages to the right person. The way you do that is with this thing called a public key, and you know, if you've got the public key for Facebook, then you can talk to Facebook, and everything is fine. But you have no way of knowing what the correct public key is, and this is where the man in the middle attack comes in. If someone like the Syrian government comes in and tricks you into using their public key and thinking that is really Facebook.com. That's the man-in-the-middle attack. You're talking to them rather than to Facebook, and then, of course, they connect on to Facebook sort of on your behalf. They're in the middle, relaying everything backwards and forwards and being in a position to read and modify it. So how do you know which public key is the right one for Facebook? Well, the answer is it's signed by this organization called the Certificate Authority. They make a certificate for you for Facebook. Says this public key belongs to www.facebook.com, and they sign it. And who gets the power to sign things? Well, it's actually built into web browsers and operating systems. There's a long list of these organizations that explicitly trusted by Microsoft or by Apple or by Firefox, and you just, by default, you get to trust the list of these organizations that they chose to trust. And then, unfortunately, in some instances, these companies are in a position to turn around and delegate to other companies. And so that process is kind of recursive, and we've actually ended up in a situation where there are hundreds of these organizations around the world that could write a perfect certificate for Facebook.com, and you would believe it. And on that list of particular concern, probably the number one most concerning entry on that list is a company called Etisalat, which is the majority state-owned telecommunications company of the UAE. And they're of particular concern because they have been documented to have installed spyware on hundreds of thousands of BlackBerry devices that they've given to their subscribers. So this is a telecommunications company in the United Arab Emirates that we know is willing to use its cryptographic tools to spy on people. And they have a kind of master certificate for the whole encrypted web. So we'll need to keep a close eye on them and make sure that at no point does Etisalat in the UAE turn around and start man-in-the-middling people with the certificate that it has. And there are similar problems with companies in Tunisia or in Russia and China and, you know, even in the United States. There are questions about whether you might get man-in-the-middled by the U.S. government, and that might be a thing that we need infrastructure to protect people against.
These examples of these man-in-the-middle attacks in response to kind of political uprisings in the Middle East, it's not just a problem of the Middle East. It's a problem for people using computers anywhere in the world, is what you're saying. It's an issue that needs to be addressed.
Exactly, and it's of concern to activists, whether they're involved in uprising in the Middle East now or activism in Western countries in the future. But it's also of equal concern to people who might be involved in business. I mean, if you're taking a corporate laptop to the Middle East and trying to do business there, there's nothing to say there couldn't be a very narrowly targeted attack against a particular business person whose activities are known to be of tremendous commercial interest. And there's the certificate authority there that can be used for that. You know, this is a bit of a computer diamond heist that might be pulled off, but we know that all the diamond cutting tools are out there, and we're starting to see them being used from time to time.
This latest Syrian man-in-the-middle attack, which they may continue, they may keep trying, is an example of yes, you can use the technology to subvert the state, but the state can also subvert you by using the same technology.
Yes, that's right. And we're going to try and help tip the scales in favor of the ordinary people. But you know, there are lots of smart people working for companies that build surveillance technologies that are being sold to these governments. And so I'm not sure that we can expect to always win that contest.
The other thing that came up is this, I'm not sure whether it's related, but in terms of surveillance, this of deep packet inspection and the companies who sell that kind of technology.
Well, that's actually exactly what we're up against, what people in Syria are up against. This man-in-the-middle attack is being conducted with a deep packet inspection system, I think, that was sold originally to ISPs. Deep packet inspection is sort of a very general term. It really refers to a router for the internet, you know, like the little ones that we all have in our homes, or the bigger ones that you'll find inside ISPs or bigger networks. But it's got enough processing power in it that it can look at the full contents of every packet of information that goes past and think about each bit of information and what to do about it as it's sending it along to the next router. And so once a device is capable of doing that, it can go, oh, look, this looks like a connection to Facebook. Aha, well, I'm going to do a man-in-the-middle attack, and I'll pass it over to some code that organizes that, and then that's the man-in-the-middle is a module you install in that kind of deep packet inspection device.
Right, so in a sense, the Syrian, whoever was running the Syrian ISPs or telecommunications, they would have had this kind of technology sold to them by someone, and that's what they've been using to do this.
Right, and we've seen a few companies around that sell this kind of technology, and they sell it on various different premises. Some will sell man-in-the-middle devices to law enforcement and say, you want to investigate a crime, you want to spy on someone, you get a warrant to do that, here's the device that will do the man-in-the-middle attack for you. But other companies sell this type of technology to corporations who might want to monitor their employees. And so the corporation might say, well, hey, yeah, all our employees are using HTTPS to read their Gmail, but we don't like them being able to do that without us being able to read over their shoulder. So we'll go around and install they actually do this thing often where they'll install their own private certificate authority on a corporate laptop. That'll kind of happen the IT person will come past and install that with an update on your machine. You won't necessarily know what it is. And then the IT staff can man-in-the-middle your connections to HTTPS websites, and they have a little private in-house certificate authority that's doing that, and because your laptop was told to trust it, it just happens, and there's no pop-up and no warning. So it's possible that what we're seeing in Syria is one of these kinds of systems that was invented for Western corporations that's being repurposed for wholesale surveillance of a protest movement.